News now from AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Good morning, I'm Chris Conley, and this is a web news update from WSAU, AM and FM, and WSAU.com. One of the most unusual court cases in recent memory is likely to come to a quick end with a plea bargain today.
33-year-old Jessica Strom is accused of offering sex plus $1,000 to a former classmate to kill boyfriend and attorney John Shelfeffer. She was recorded in a Wausau restaurant trying to hire a former classmate to do the job. Special Prosecutor Ralph Utke said last week he believes Strom is competent to stand trial, and he expects her to enter a plea today to charges of soliciting to commit homicide. We'll find out what that plea is at 2:30 in Marathon County Court before assigned Judge Neil Nielsen. Larry Lee, WSAU News.
The trial ended earlier this week, and now a sentencing date's been set for drunk driver Ashley Bauman, who was behind the wheel during a crash that took two lives. Lincoln County Judge Jay Telusty has set August 20th as the sentencing date. Bauman, who was convicted early Tuesday morning, could face up to 25 years in jail. A new report says Wisconsin added 28,000 private sector jobs in 2013. Meanwhile, new unemployment numbers out for the month of April in Wisconsin. This is the ninth straight month that our jobless rate has gone down a tenth of a point to 5.8%. The end of a very long and trailblazing broadcast career. Barbara Walters with her final sign-off yesterday on The View.
I love you all. I'm so proud that you're here. I'm so proud that we're still friends. I mean, not everybody can say that and work with people and still love them. I thank all of you. I have been honored to share this table with you. And what do we say now? Have a great day, everyone.
Take a little time to enjoy.
Walters is 83 now and says she may still do special interviews and news special broadcasts for ABC. Wausau City officials want to install free Wi-Fi on the 400 block. The idea has been discussed off and on since 2011. There is renewed interest in the project now that the block has been renovated and that more people are out during the summer. The city says one vendor has agreed to install the equipment for free. There's also talk of asking downtown businesses to pay to sponsor the Wi-Fi service in exchange for having advertising on the startup page. The estimated cost is about $30,000. Transportation officials getting ready for their click-it-or-ticket seatbelt enforcement. 400 agencies around Wisconsin will be taking part. Former Green Bay Packer Donald Driver made the trip to Madison yesterday to help get the word out. He has told a story for the first time now about a family friend named Ashley who lost her life in a car crash. He says she was not wearing her seatbelt.
And I get emotional about it, but it makes you appreciate life so much more. And every time that my kids get in the car, I look back and make sure that my kids are buckled up.
Wisconsin now has primary enforcement, which means you can be pulled over for just a seatbelt violation. The fine is $10. Now our Newsline 9 forecast for central Wisconsin. Here's meteorologist Justin Lowe.
Partly to mostly cloudy and chilly once again for today. A few light showers possible during the afternoon, a high of 52. Tonight, variable clouds, frost likely, low down to 31. For Saturday, partly cloudy in the morning, then more clouds during the afternoon with an isolated shower or sprinkle possible, high 58. And very nice on Sunday, partly or mostly sunny, with a high of 66. I'm Newsline 9 meteorologist Justin Lowe on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.
Frost advisory until 7 o'clock this morning, and as you've heard from Justin, it is likely that a new round of frost advisories will go up tonight into tomorrow morning. I'm Chris Conley, WSAU News.